This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. March 12th. That's the last day the KUT news staff saw each other in person and worked together at the radio station. Managing editor Ben Philpott told us that the next day, almost all of us would work remotely to practice that routine just in case. Well, March 13th brought the first confirmed COVID-19 cases in Austin, and our trial run became the new normal. That was almost 2 months ago, and since then, the KUT staff, just like many of you, have been trying to balance the professional and personal while working from home during these stressful and uncertain times. Over the coming weeks and months, I'll be checking in with the KUT news staff to hear how they're adjusting and to give you a peek at how they're doing their jobs under drastically different circumstances. Today, we hear from KUT digital news editor Stephanie Federico and KUT and KUTX multimedia producer Gabrielle Perez.
Before I leave my apartment each day, I really have to have as many sort of loose ends tied up before I go in terms of where I'm going, when I'm going to pick up gas, the gear I have on me. I do that for all shoots that I do, but now there's definitely a different color to it. Whereas in the past, it's very convenient just to kind of pull over if I need to and recheck and grab a bite to eat. Now I'm really trying to minimize checking in public places that I don't need to be. Really sort of every day has to be very methodical in terms of the safety precautions, the ethical precautions of really not wanting to step on people's toes or get in the way, but still doggedly trying to do my best to share sort of visual reporting on what's going on, how people are responding.
Well, and Gabrielle, you told me that sometimes you wind up staying in the car to take photos, which is probably not how you'd normally do it, but you kind of have to do that sometimes, I guess.
During this, the concern for myself, the concern for my family, the concerns for the subjects mean that a lot of times I have to stand far away with a long lens. That's not really the kind of photojournalism I like to do, but it's sort of necessary right now. With a number of people, I'm able to kind of holler at them and talk across front yards. And I've left a couple of business cards on people's front lawns and then walked away and they come pick them up. I think what's more important than the need for getting close and for getting intimate is social distancing right now.
And Stephanie, what about you? Has this situation changed how you do your job every day?
Yeah, well, unlike Gabrielle, I don't go out. And my job is 99% on the computer anyway, editing, looking at a computer screen. So I haven't had to shift that much at all.
So I'm curious to hear from both of you if there's something you're particularly missing that you really wish you could do that you haven't had a chance to do. We're on Zoom right now. Stephanie's shaking her head. Yes. Stephanie, what is that?
The pandemic started with South by Southwest being canceled. You know, I'm not really a festival goer, but I love live music. That is my thing. I had like 4 concerts lined up and they've all been canceled. And I would just love to go out to Barracuda or Cheer Up Charlie's and see a band play. I miss that so much.
Gabrielle, what about you? Anything that you're particularly missing that you kind of wish you could do right now that we just can't do?
I really am passionate about my job and I love the opportunity I have. And a big part of my job is also to work with my colleagues and coworkers in person. There's a lot of collaboration between what writers are doing, what multimedia journalists are doing, what our web team is doing, what our editing staff is doing, and being in person in the office is, it just makes it much more natural to pass off tips, ideas, check in before I go out for a shoot, check in once I come back from a shoot. We're still able to do it remotely, but it's not the same.
I'm wondering if there's anything, Gabrielle, sort of the flip side of that, that maybe now realizing that you don't have, going, oh, I'm kind of okay without that, or, oh, you know, I didn't really need this as much as I thought I did. Have you been surprised by anything like that in the past few weeks?
Switching gears to personal life, cooking. My fiance and I have always enjoyed cooking. I have a particular penchant for baking. We're doing a lot of cooking together, and pretty much all meals are cooked at home. Whereas in the past, maybe once in a while I might go out or order something, but cooking at home is definitely a great daily tradition.
I have to ask, you said fiance, do you guys have like immediate wedding plans? Has this interfered with anything going forward?
We definitely got our certificate as soon as we could before the shelter in place order went out. Right now it's TBD, but there's definitely a couple ideas being brewed for how we can pull this wedding off in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, Stephanie, anything there for you?
When I'm in the office, I am so easily distracted. It's just like shiny penny, shiny penny, shiny penny. Like I hear every single conversation that is going on in a newsroom. So that's just really always been something I've struggled with. So being at home has allowed me to focus a lot more, except I also focus on the birds outside. My office at home is my kitchen table, and I can just look in my backyard all day long, and there are just birds just constantly, like, you know, splish splashing in my bird bath and, like, you know, in my bird feeder. And I just, you know, I love it.
Well, and I know you have some feline assistant editors who I imagine sometimes try to distract you.
It's true. They like to sit on my wrists while I'm typing. And it's just like this warm, like, body lying across my arms. They also like to watch the birds too, but they also sleep a lot. I realize that.
I'm curious if you've been thinking about something you'd like to do sort of as soon as we get the okay that we can start resuming some normal activities. Stephanie, have you thought at all about, oh yeah, the first place I'm going to go or the first thing I'm going to do when it's okay is...
I do miss my colleagues. I would love for us to be able to go have a happy hour at Hole in the Wall. It would be lovely. And I really kind of worry about all these establishments that, you know, I would frequent. And I just hope that everybody's doing okay. And that's something that we'll be able to do when this is all over.
I was going to say the same thing. Go with coworkers to Hole in the Wall. Share stories and catch up, but just also just have a beer and enjoy being around each other. It's a great group of people to kind of vent with and share experiences, but sort of work with and also not work with too sometimes.
Gabrielle Perez is a multimedia journalist with KUT and KUTX. Stephanie Federico is KUT's digital editor. And thank you so much for your time and discussion today.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.